Hare Krishna. Devotees may have heard of the passing away of Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, three times the world heavyweight champion and someone who is generally viewed as the best boxer of all time. And I don't really have any interest in boxing, but when we were in Chicago distributing books at the airport, Muhammad Ali lived in Chicago, so he passed through umpteen times. Once, twice a week, and sometimes we would see him, sometimes perhaps we'd miss him because it was later off times when we'd already left the airport, but I personally gave him books at least 3-4 times, other devotees also. So he had a lot of exposure to Krishna consciousness, and what from the obituaries one can read is that on a personal level he was a very humble and mild person, although part of his show and stage persona was, you know, he was saying I'm the greatest, and he would say all kinds of other things, but on a personal level, especially in Chicago airport, seeing him was like a breath of fresh air compared to all the businessmen and everyone else who used to come through. He didn't always stop, sometimes he was in a rush, but it was always very nice. So we'd greet him, we'd say Hare Krishna champ, and he would say Hare Krishna, he would wave, and of course he was a Muslim, still he would say Hare Krishna. Sometimes he would stop personally, try and give him a Bhagavad Gita, all he says, I've got it. And he probably had every book that we were selling at the airport. How much he read, I can't say, although he would say, I've read it, or I read some of it. And when he didn't stop, then he would tell one of his bodyguards, who were generally bigger than him, and he was with an entourage whenever he was coming through, sometimes with family, sometimes with, I don't know, other people to do with his profession. But he would always tell a bodyguard, give him a donation. Either he would, when he was there, I don't think he necessarily personally took any money, but he always instructed a bodyguard to give a donation. I don't know whether he gave anything super big, but I always remember getting $20 notes. And so he was kind, and in his language, in his conversation, when he stopped, he was very, very patient, quite gentle, polite, and respectful to the fact that we had a different religion that we were out here in the airport stopping everybody, and then he would go on. And so that was the general greeting, Hare Krishna champ, and he would reply, Hare Krishna. So no doubt determining his future destination, his donations, his chanting Hare Krishna, his purchasing Srila Prabhupada's books, and to whatever extent he delved into those books, serve him in good stead. So Muhammad Ali Ki Jai.